Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Roger Ascham. Okay, Roger Ascham. R-O-G-E-R, Roger. A-S-C-H-A-M, Ascham. His dates are from 1515 to 1568. Now keep in mind that he was a British humanist, scholar and writer. Now humanist se kya matlab hai? Somebody who believed in ideals of humanism. And he is particularly famous for the style of prose that he used in his writings. And he is also famous for promoting the English vernacular. Because if you remember, during those times, it was French and Latin that were considered to be very important. For many years, Latin and French used to be the official language. And English was only spoken by the commoners, by the common people. But here we have an example, such as Roger Ascham, who promoted the vernacular. Okay, the language which the local people spoke. Now, from an exam point of view, you should remember about two works by Roger Ascham. One is Toxophilus. Okay, Toxophilus, and the other is Schoolmaster. Okay, Schoolmaster. Now, Toxophilus was published in 1545, and Schoolmaster was published posthumously after the death of Roger Ascham in the year 1570. Okay. Because as I told you already that he died in 1568. So what is this Toxophilus about? Kis cheez ke baare mein hai ye? Now before I tell you that, I want to remind you that keep in mind that we are talking about an era that is pre-Shakespeare, pre-Shakespearean, before the era of Elizabeth. Okay? Queen Elizabeth we all know about. And as we have already read that in the era of the Age of Revival, okay, between 1400 to 1557, humanist ideals, the ideals of the Renaissance and the revival of interest in Greek literature and classical literature was at its height, okay, at its peak. So it was during this time that Roger Ascham wrote his works. So it is very obvious that in his works, the humanist ideals and the ideals of the Renaissance will ultimately also get reflected. ठीक है, so now coming back to the work Toxophilus. इसका literal मतलब क्या है Toxophilus का? It means lover of the bow. ठीक है, lover of the bow, B-O-W, bow. Bow किसे कहते हैं? See, in those days archery was very famous. ठीक है, जो तीर धनुष होते हैं उस time तो बंदूकें तो होती नहीं थी, और अगर होती भी होंगी तो बहुत rare. Because in those days, in most countries, even in European countries, it was archery that was used. And in England, long bow archery was very famous. So, ये जो किताब है, ये उसी के ऊपर है. So, keep in mind that it is written in the form of a dialogue, ठीक है? And this was considered as the first book on archery in English, ठीक है? First book on archery in English. And in the preface of this work, he famously states that he was writing, quote, English matter in the English tongue for the English men, unquote. ठीक है? He was writing English matter in the English tongue for English men. So, this emphasis on promoting the English language, because as I told you that English was the language that was spoken by common people. ठीक है? उसके बाद मैंने आपको बताया that the next important work is Schoolmaster. ये किस चीज के बारे में है? Now, this is a work of prose. ठीक है? And this work presents a very effective method of teaching Latin language. ठीक है? A very effective method of teaching Latin language, in particular Latin prose. Along with this, you'll also find that it talks about the general psychology of learning. ठीक है? General psychology of learning. And also talks about the education of the whole person. And it also goes on to talk about the ideal moral and the intellectual personality that education should mold a person into, because after all, if we get educated, we expect a person or anybody to be molded in a more refined way, in a certain way. So in this work, he also talks about the ideal moral and intellectual personality that education should mold anybody into. Okay? But keep in mind that the context was discussing the method of effectively teaching Latin prose. Okay? So from an exam point of view, just remember that Roger Ascham is famous for two works. One is Toxophilus, literal meaning kya hai iska? Lover of the bow. And the next work is Schoolmaster. This is a work written in prose and it is just about how to effectively teach Latin language. Okay? But along with this, it goes on to talk about the psychology of learning, education of the whole person, then ideal moral and intellectual personality that education should mold anybody into. Okay? And also keep in mind that Roger Ascham in his time was famous for his prose style, his promotion of the vernacular language that was English, and also for the theories of education that he propounded. Okay?